Pope Francis this month publicly acknowledged the scandal of priests and bishops sexually abusing nuns and has vowed to do more to fight the problem. The issue came to the fore amid the Catholic Church's overall reckoning with the sexual abuse of minors. Here in the Czech Republic, Cardinal Dominik Duka, who in the past has characterized such scandals as attacks on the Church, has now agreed under pressure to meet some of the victims face to face. Brian Kennedy looked into the story.
Unlike elsewhere in Europe, the Catholic Church in the Czech Republic has faced relatively few scandals involving the sexual abuse of minors or nuns by priests. But as is the case worldwide, many are never reported or become public knowledge. Petra Panska, a former nun, is among 17 people, including victims, who have signed on to a letter to Cardinal Dominik Duka asking him to meet in person with those abused by clergymen. After years of silence, she told Czech Radio, she began speaking out about her own repeated abuse by a Catholic priest, since convicted of multiple counts of rape.
In my case, I experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, a multiple personality disorder, and a depressive disorder also developed. Again and again in my mind, I intensively relive these traumatic events.
Cardinal Duka has tended to downplay the problem, claiming that only 10% of accusations against priests are ever proven, which does not mean they did not occur. In 2010, when still Archbishop of Prague, he spoke of sexual abuse by the clergy as abominable, but also said it was overreported, part of a wider media campaign against the Catholic Church and the Pope. It was for taking such a stance on the issue that the U.S.-based Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, included Cardinal Duka on its Dirty Dozen list of those deemed unfit to ever become pope. This due to their role, according to SNAP, in protecting pedophile priests and making public statements offensive to their victims. The letter challenging Cardinal Duka to meet face-to-face with victims was initiated by documentary filmmaker Michal Stingl. He says it stems from the frustration of signatories, all practicing Catholics, with the Church's reluctance to address the issue in open discussion.
I have repeatedly tried to meet with both the archbishopric's representatives and with the heads of the diocese where cases have occurred. There was virtually no reaction anywhere. The vast majority are simply not willing to talk about it.
Stanislav Zeman, spokesman for the Prague Archbishopric, said Cardinal Duka has received a letter and met in person already with some victims and their families, but this upon the advice of psychologists, he has done so discreetly. Mr. Zeman says that since 1990, there have been 10 recorded cases of abuse by a priest or church official here.